Good morning. I'm Darrell Gunter, your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and streaming on the net at WSOU.net. I'm so pleased to have in our studio today Mr. Casey Holstein, who's the Director of Client Relations of Synergy Home Care of Metro New Jersey. Casey, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Darrell. Thank you very much for having me.
You know, as part of my small business local leadership series I'm doing, is so pleased to have you as our first guest to talk about your business, your leadership style, and what's going on in the industry of elderly home care. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Casey, if you could share with our audience a little bit about your background and how did you begin to work in this particular industry?
Thank you. I have been in this industry a little over 2.5 years now, along with a partner of mine by the name of David Katz. We purchased a franchise called Synergy Home Care, and we were both drawn to this business as, career businessmen, looking for a new challenge from personal experiences. I lost my wife to breast cancer a little over 4 years ago, and was looking to do something in the next stage of my career that had more of an emotional and, personal component. I had been in the litigation support business for a number of years. My partner, David, had sold a business years ago in the printing color prepress business and color retouching business, and had done a number of things over the years, and had his personal experience taking care of his father-in-law and his mother-in-law for a number of years. His father-in-law passed away. His mother-in-law is still doing very well. And we got together, we were acquaintances locally here in South Orange, and we saw an opportunity to build a business and do well and do good doing it. And bring something that I think we're both looking to do at this stage of our lives.
And prior to this business, you were in the legal litigation?
I was in the legal litigation support business. I was helping attorneys battle out million and billion dollar lawsuits. And after my wife's illness and passing, I just found that, trying to raise two daughters single-handedly, I couldn't commute into New York anymore and really got tired of dealing with fighting attorneys, is the best way to put it, and was looking for something a little bit, like I said, more rewarding on many levels.
You know, I wanted to share with you that you are one of my heroes, because I didn't know you at the time that I knew your wife, Robin. She was involved with the PTA with my wife, and I got to know her as a very wonderful person, and you and I were playing football. I didn't realize that Robin was your wife, but a good friend of ours, Jeff Cutler's, had mentioned to me your situation. I was like, wow, I play football with Casey. Wow, he's such a great guy. And you're such a hero, because you're raising two daughters and you're doing such a great job. And I just want to say, I take off my hat to you.
Well, thank you. I think one of the advantages that I have is raising two daughters in this community. This South Orange, Maplewood, and I guess the listening area is very special. It's a very open community. It's very it takes a village mentality, for single parents or, just kind of the regular, two-parent household. It's we kind of all look out for one another, and that's good. That's good.
And considering our economy, I mean, from what I understand, you built this business up with your partner, and you have about 50 employees. That's pretty impressive in this particular time frame that we're in with the recession that we're dealing with.
Outside of feeling good about the business that we do, we feel very proud of starting a business in 2009 in a rough economic period, and building up an employee base of 50 people who work for us actively. Our business is somewhat of a temporary sort of situation. Not everybody needs elder care all the time. But we have, we've probably employed in the last year and a half about 100 people. People come, people go. But right now we've got a solid group of about 50 employees, mostly women. There are a few men that work for us that do something that society needs, which is really take care of the elderly at the later stages of life. Some people just need help. you know, need help. Our parents, I'm 50, so my mom's 76, doing very well, doesn't need anything yet, but there will be a time. And a lot of people, you know, grandparents, and we've all seen the elderly, and we all say, oh, yeah, helping the little old lady across the street. You see her across the street, there's a lot more that goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah, my mom is 87, and my sister, Charmaine, she is her carekeeper, and it's a full-time job. It's a full-time job, and it takes a special individual to do this type of work.
It does. It absolutely does. You know, most of our employees are immigrants, women of Caribbean, North African descent, who come here from their countries and from cultures that really value taking care of the elderly, and it's ingrained in them, and it was ingrained in their grandparents and their grandparents' grandparents. And, you know, they come here wanting to work and work hard and don't make a tremendous amount of money. I mean, I wish we could pay them more, but our services, we have to charge a fair market rate, and you know, and we give them what we can. And, you know, you talk about leadership. I think one of the keys to our success is how we treat our employees. It's you know, with respect and with dignity and with kindness. They do jobs that, quite frankly, a lot of us do not want to do.
And let's talk about the leadership culture in your organization, because you got kind of like co-CEOs. Yeah. What is the culture like at Synergy?
The culture is we all work together. We all work together. We share an office. There's four of us in an office. There's my partner David and I. There's our senior care manager Rona. Rona's got an assistant Shirley, and we all work together. David does more of the operation side. I do more of the client side. And that involves going to see people, going to see the clients, go to see the family, do assessments, you know, coordinating schedules of caregivers moving in and moving out. You know, you have to have an active face to be successful in this business. And quite frankly, there's a lot of our clients don't get out a lot anymore. They just can't. And as the winter months are upon us, you know, they'll be housebound a lot more often than in the spring and the summertime. And so, you know, I kind of handle the outside, and we stay on top of our business, and we treat our employees and our clients always with a level of respect that they've earned and deserve.
Mm-hmm. So. And something you said when we were talking prior to the interview, communication. Communication is one of the great attributes that you have within your business.
It is the key to our business, and is the key to our success, and I'm sure it's the key to most successful businesses. You know, everybody nowadays has a cell phone. Everybody nowadays, for the most part, has email and texting and all that stuff. And we really try and communicate to our employees and to our clients on a daily basis if need be, on a hourly basis if need be, and, you know, ask more often than tell. Gauge their input, value their opinion. A lot of our employees are our eyes and ears of our company. I can't be in, you know, six places at the same time, although sometimes that it demands it. So we rely on them. And there's a real personal relationship that's built up from our employees with our employees and our clients. And we need to know about that, and we talk about that, and we encourage that, and we help people, you know, with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here on our program talking with the Director of Client Relations for Synergy Home Care, Mr. Casey Holstein, and his business is Elder Care. And, Casey, what we've learned is that elder care is a huge issue in the United States. And do you have plans to go beyond the Metro New Jersey area?
So we are part of a franchise system called Synergy Home Care. There are 10 fellow franchisees or operators here in the state of New Jersey, and there's offices throughout the country. And there are a lot of people offering these services nowadays, some doing it very well, some doing it not so well, quite frankly. And you hear reports all the time of you know, Medicare fraud and Medicaid fraud and the overbilling and, mm-hmm. And all that. We are not part of the Medicare, Medicaid system. We're a private pay agency. We rely on basically people's savings mm-hmm. To pay for these services. Sometimes the financial means of their children, if people were fortunate enough to have purchased long-term care insurance a while ago, and I'll give a little plug for the long-term care sure. insurance mm-hmm. Industry. You should buy long-term care insurance. It will reap tremendous dividends. If you can't afford it as the elderly person, have your children maybe fund the premiums a little bit. That will help you down the road. You know, we have an aging population in this country. You've heard all the demographics. There's, I think, you know, people every day there's a million people turning 60 or something like that, or 65. And although we originally cater to the over the 65 age group, really our clients are a little bit older than that. You know, this, I guess 65 is the new 50 or however you want to refer to it as.
I hope that 50 is the new 40.
Or 50, so. And as a 50, recent 50-year-old, I sure hope that. We realize that it is a growing population and people are more active and people, quite frankly, most people don't want to go into the assisted living facility or the nursing home. They don't want to be compartmentalized and warehoused, for lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. And we offer an alternative to that. Aging in their home, giving them the freedom, the pride, the responsibility, the to live amongst the things that they've collected in their life. And I mean not just stuff in their house, but friends and memories and pictures on the wall right. and family, things like that.
And how does one get in touch with you? You have a website and phone number?
We do have a website. We can be reached at www.synergyhomecare.com/UnionEssex. And our phone number is 973-808-3475. Email info@SHC for Synergy Home Care, metronj.com. And we'd love to hear from everybody, whether it's with questions, concerns.
Does your business grow by referrals or how do you go out?
We are a referral-based company. Mm-hmm. So we go to various subacute rehab centers, hospitals, social workers, geriatric care managers, people who are in touch with the elderly. Know that these people cannot go home in an unsafe environment. They can't go home by themselves. Oftentimes you've got a mom who's 85 and who's been doing well with the dad who's 86, and now the mom gets a little ill and the dad realizes that he can't provide the care that they have, that he's been providing all these years, and somebody needs to watch out for him. And as people get older, the tendency to fall and break a hip or hurt themselves really can lead to serious and literally life-threatening medical conditions. And the presence of a company like ours can really help, one, mitigate those risk factors, hopefully prevent falls, and also provide a level of emotional comfort and care to both parties.
And during our discussion, you were talking about the transition and the difficulty is, unfortunately, as your clients, unfortunately, as they have passed on. How do you deal with that emotionally in regards to clients that you service and you become attached to, but they have passed on?
One of the things that I think everybody in the business of healthcare, whether it's child care to elder care to doctors at various phases, realize that there is a much stronger emotional attachment in this business than there is, say, to the litigation support business that I was previously in. And you do get attached to some clients. And it's hard when those clients leave you for whatever reason, whether it's, death or move into a facility or maybe relocate with a loved one to the children's home or to some other place. And somebody pointed it out very very eloquently and very simply the other day to us is that it was a nurse who had been working a long time in the hospital, and she said, when I get off the exit of the highway, that is where my nurse job stops and my life, other life begins. And I think that's very good in the sense that you have to just draw the line, because you can't be emotionally attached to every person, because ultimately it's not going to work out well, sadly.
Right. And what has been one of the biggest challenges in starting this new business, and how did you overcome that?
I guess the biggest challenge really is getting people to trust you, as in starting any new business, with something as precious as taking care of their loved one and relying on you to be there for their loved one and trusting you in their home with their mom or with their dad overnights while they're away. Different cultures, different idiosyncrasies. As we all know, everybody in our community is, you know, sometimes they're the same, but they're always a little bit different. And you know, what happens behind closed doors, we don't really know, but it comes out a lot. Our business now, we deal with people who grew up, you know, in the Depression, through several world wars, have seen a tremendous amount of change in their life. Some old things die hard. You know, people think they can take all their money with them, and the life savings that they've saved up for the rainy day, they don't realize that it's pouring outside, and this is the time to spend on yourself and take care of yourself in the best possible manner. So those are some of the challenges. It's also finding, and our success again is finding the right employee, the right fit for the right client.
How do you do that? I mean, finding the right employee, what, it's all part of your intake and your orientation. How do you, what is the secret recipe for you?
And I mentioned our success before is really derived from communication. One of our first moves as a new company was to hire somebody who had industry experience, who was not working at the time, who I knew through a friend, and we brought her in. Her name is Rona Fitzgerald, and she's helped us tremendously, and she's built a bond with a lot of our clients. And that's what it takes. It takes building the bond, going out there and talking to them on their terms. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'1" and stuff like that. I can be somewhat intimidating, I think, to a little old woman or maybe a little old man.
I think you're a big, sweet teddy bear. So
thank you. Thank you very much.
With a good arm.
With a good arm. It's getting old, you know. It's getting shredded and getting old. All those years of football with you. But it's building the rapport, and it's comfort, and it's being able to go into their home or their hospital room or their room in the rehab place and say, we're here to help you. We're here to let you live your life independently as much as you can. We're not here to tell you what you're going to do. We're here to have you tell us what you would like to do and how we can help enhance that. You know, people are very prideful in this society, very, very prideful. You know, I've always driven my car. I've always done this. I raised 3 kids. And pride is a very hard thing to swallow across all, you know, I think all ages, but especially for the elderly who are losing their independence and don't want to. And getting back to the safety factor, we're there to tell them you can still go out. Go to the beauty parlor, go to your house of worship, go meet friends, do that. But maybe you can't drive the car. You're just not safe. So we don't want you to get hurt, so we'll take you, or we'll have your friends over. Things like that. Get you to the beauty parlor every day. Make sure you're eating healthy. Make sure that your medications are taken on a timely basis. And that's a big part of it is you know, the elderly, and especially nowadays with big pharma, we pump a lot of medicine into society, and, you know, a pill for getting up, pill for going down, a pill for going to the left, pill for going to the right, blood pressure, blood thinners, all this stuff. And med management is a huge part of what we do. So,
and I guess your business, you provide your employees with a certain level of training. And tell us a little bit about how that process works.
So one of the key tenets that David and I really have lived by, and when we were building in the beginning, before we even opened our doors, through a lot of strategy sessions and meetings, was that we did not want to reinvent the wheel. We didn't want to, you know, go out and talk to six people and say, okay, we'll be the seventh idea. So we spoke to a lot of people, and we found out what was being done poorly, what was being done well, and we decided to really gravitate towards the well part, putting our own stamp on it, of course. And one of the key things we do is that we cover Union, Morris, Essex, and Passaic counties here in New Jersey. So we've got, you know, we go from Bloomingdale, New Jersey, down to Rahway, out to Madison, over to Wayne, and all the areas in between. And we realized that we can't hire anybody who relies on public transportation. Everybody must have their own car. Everybody must be a licensed home health aide, a certified home health aide in the eyes of the state, with a current and valid license, and really tried to take the cream of the crop. We are constantly interviewing people and constantly accepting applications in our office in Parsippany, and always looking for the best talent. Now, a lot of times, good talent comes to us, but we just don't have the opportunity to employ them right away. And we encourage them to, you know, keep working. You know, gas is the same for our employees as it is for our listeners, is the same, you know. Cost of where living around here is not the cheapest place in the country. You got to work. But we found those people who do, you know, maintain a vehicle and do get to work and are responsible, those are the people that we want to employ. So, and we tell them that, you know, we'll take care of you, you take care of us, so we can take care of you.
And what are the key guiding principles that you embed into your employees during their orientation with you, so that folks will know that the Synergy Home Care of Metro New Jersey, it's a really special organization.
I probably mentioned this a couple times, and I'll reiterate again. It's all about communication. It's let us know. Durrell, you're the father of a 14-year-old. I'm the father of a 10 and 12-year-old. A lot of our employees have children yourself. Children get sick. They can't go to school. You have to stay home. Daycare is not an option. You know, the aunt down the street can't come and look. We all understand that. If you can't fill the position or the job for that day, you call in. You let us know. We have never not provided a client with services that they needed. I've gone there to sit with people. I can't do really a lot of the jobs because I'm not a certified home health aide, but I can go and sit and make sure that they're okay. But it's communicating. It's letting the employee know that if you can't make it that day, just let us know. We'll cover the shift. And if you're sick, okay, people get sick, let us know. Just treat us with the respect that we feel that we deserve. We treat you the respect that we feel you deserve. And life gets in the way every once in a while of a job, but you have to blend the both. And the responsible person is the person we gravitate towards.
And currently around 50 employees. Do you have growth plans to go to 75 to 100? Or what are your views on about how to grow a small business successfully?
I think that we are blending our use of technology, getting our name and presence out on the web. We are using more referral sources. And quite frankly, we ask people if they know somebody who could use our services. The best referral is from a friend, or the best friend is somebody who can throw a referral your way. And that goes across all businesses. It's not just the elder care, home health care business. But we try and bring our services to the places that we feel people could use it the most. To the listeners who are listening right now, we would love the opportunity to talk to you about some of the services we can provide you or your loved ones, or if you have a friend.
What is that website again?
That website is www.synergyhomecare.com /UnionEssex, or you can just go to Synergy Home Care and type in your zip code, and hopefully it'll find its way to us or to one of our other franchisees, and or give us a call at 973-808-3475.
And, you know, in running this business, is this the first business that you've ever owned versus working for a corporation?
This is the second business. I had a small family business in the 90s with my dad, mm-hmm. who passed away very suddenly. Mm. And that didn't end the way I wanted it to end for a variety of circumstances. And when the opportunity to get back into business came, I jumped at it, but also realized through self-realization that I didn't want to do this alone. I wanted to do it with a partner who had skills that complemented mine. And I think I found a very able one in my partner, David. I think I complement some of his skills as well. And our success is directly, I think, is one of the things is directly attributed to a partnership. It's very hard to do this on your own. And we've heard of other small businesses where you really try and be everything and you can't do it. You can't go out and service clients during the day and, you know, do all the billing at night and you know, and be the father or the husband or the wife that you want to be. You know, you can do this short term, but after a while you really need to be a leader and to bring in other people to manage and have them do some of the tasks that, you know, as you elevate yourself up, they can take over with.
You know, for our listeners or that listener who is listening right now, who's contemplating going into their own business, what advice would you give them starting out?
What advice would I give them starting out? Be passionate about what you want to do. Definitely do your research. Definitely give yourself a budget, and that and probably 20% or so, kind of like a home improvement project. And be realistic about your expectations, regardless of what it is, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a contracting business, whether it's healthcare. I mean, it's going to take some time. Nothing was built overnight. Facebook went through the roof, but I think it's 10 years old now. Okay. Look at, you know, the recent death of Steve Jobs. Apple took 30 years or 40, you know, wherever they're at right now. These things take time, and you be a good corporate citizen, and you go and you work hard every day, and you do what you can, and have realistic expectations, and I guess the key is ask people who you trust for their opinions. There's a lot of surround yourself with smart people. Is probably the key. Surround yourself with smart people. Know what your strengths are. Definitely know what your weaknesses are. And I think those are some of the key things.
Casey, believe it or not, we are out of time.
All right.
This has been such an illuminating topic for us, and such an important topic of elderly health care. And we want to wish you and your partner all the success. And you got to come back on a program a year later and let us know how things are going.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk a little bit. And thank you.
You're very welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Casey Holstein, Director of Client Relations of Synergy Home Care of Metro New Jersey. And they deal with elderly home care. And I want to thank our guests again. And remember, leadership begins with you. This is Darrell Gunter, your host of Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM. And for my friends in the Far East, in Tokyo and in Beijing, you can catch me on WSOU.